There's not much time to say goodbye here in Sakha, Russia's Far East. Most of these men had only 24 hours' notice that they were being drafted into Russia's army. They're some of the 300,000 reservists being called up to fight in Ukraine. Not everyone is going willingly. In Dagestan, Russia's southernmost tip, reservists confront a woman at the military commission. What's it for, this war? This man shouts. Let Putin protect his own palaces, not hide behind our men and children. There are still a few who summon the courage to protest against President Vladimir Putin's announcement of a partial mobilization of civilians. This was in St. Petersburg.
My boyfriend received today a notification from military commissariat, so he couldn't come out here. But I came because I don't want our young men to be taken away.
We came to protect our friends, our fathers and our relatives, who they want to take to the war, the brutal war against Ukraine.
One monitoring group says at least 1,300 people have been detained in 38 cities. Most Russians get their news from state TV, and more than 70% of them definitely or mostly support what Putin calls a special military operation in Ukraine. That's according to a poll by an independent Russian organization before the draft was announced. The European Commission says more than 500,000 Russians have left the country since the invasion began in February. This was the border with Georgia on Wednesday. Finland has also seen a spike in arrivals. The only remaining direct flights to European cities are to Istanbul and Belgrade. They're sold out.
The war is horrible, so it's okay to be afraid of war and of death and of sad things.
But those men who are eligible for military service will not be allowed to leave Russia. They will have to stay and fight. And they don't know when they'll see their families again. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera.